The Torah HaKadosh tells us in this week's parasha about the mitzvah of machzor ha-shekel, and the Torah tells us Zayitnu kol oivel pekudim, and Rashi says Zayitnu kol oivel pekudim that Kadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu kimet beya shaleish, a matbeya made out of fire, or mechtshkola, and its weight was a machzor ha-shekel. And as the Medrash explains, Niskashim Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty understanding what is the machzor ha-shekel, and because Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty understanding what is the machzor ha-shekel, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to show him a matbeya shalesh, what the machzor ha-shekel looks like. And the Slotsky Rav in his Sefer Zayin Torah asks the obvious question. He says, for example, we know that the Medrash says that Niskashim Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty understanding how to construct the menorah. To make a menorah out of one piece of gold was something that Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty understanding. How can one make such a menorah? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to show him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to help him learn how to construct such a menorah. But then Moshe Rabbeinu never see a coin? Did Moshe Rabbeinu never see a machzor ha-shekel that he should have difficulty understanding what is the machzor ha-shekel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have to show him? So he explains that what Moshe Rabbeinu's difficulty was that the Torah HaKadosh says that through our donating the machzor ha-shekel, l'chapar al nafshesechem, we're zoichet ha-kapara, we're able to have forgiveness, we're able to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty understanding how does this machzor ha-shekel bring us to that point of l'chapa al nafshe seichem. Says the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him a matbeya shalesh, of coin of fire. Fire could be very destructive. It could burn, it could destroy. But fire could also be constructive. It could give heat, it could give light. Moshe Rabbeinu was being taught an important lesson. And that was the lesson HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach Moshe Rabbeinu. Life, things in life, activities in life, the same element in life could be destructive and constructive. It's how we approach that element. And Moshe Rabbeinu was taught that if you'll take a machzor ha-shekel, the machzor ha-shekel could be a matbeya shalesh, could be fire that will destroy, but it could also be fire that will be constructive and give heat and warmth and light. And if we take that approach, then everything, even fire, if we channel it in the proper fashion, it could cause l'chapa al nafshe seichem. And actually, I saw from the Sefer Shiori Mincha a beautiful pshat. I saw a beautiful pshat in the Sefer Shiori Mincha. We find at the end of the parasha, towards later in the parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hareini Noz Kvaydecha, show me your glory. And the Gemara Masech the Brachas explains what did Moshe Rabbeinu mean with this request. Moshe Rabbeinu meant to say, Amu Lefanu Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Mipnei Ma Yesh Tzadik V'Tovla, why is there a tzadik that enjoys a good life? Yesh Tzadik V'Ra'alo, and that tzadikim that don't have that opportunity. So the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, Tzadik v'toivloi, the tzadik that has toiv, that has good, is tzadik gomer. Tzadik v'raloi, the tzadik who doesn't have that kind of an experience, is a tzadik she'enu gomer. And the Sefer Shiori Mincha asks, who is the tzadik gomer, and who is the tzadik she'enu gomer? So he explains. The Pasuk says at the beginning of Tehillim, Ashrei ish shelahalach batzas rishoyim, of derech rishoyim layoshav, ki im besaris Hashem cheftzoi, uvesarosa yega yomim laila. So he asks, the Pasuk is saying, b'tayris Hashem cheftzoi, he has a tremendous desire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, uvesarosa yega yomim laila, and he learns Torah day and night. So he asks, obviously, if you have an individual who's Tairosoi Yaga Yoim Valaila, that spends his days and nights learning Torah. He is an individual, obviously, whose Torah is Hashem Chafzai, who has a tremendous connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Why does it have to say that such a person is B'Torah Hashem Chafzai? Isn't that obvious? So he explains, you could be a person who is Torah Hashem Chafzai. You could be a person who's B'Torah Yega Yom V'Layla, but that doesn't prevent you from living the life that one has to live. One still has to eat, and one still has to sleep, and one still has to work. That is, as we know, what the Rambam discusses. The Pasuk says, "Mishlei b'chol drachecha de'ehu." B'chol drachecha de'ehu means that in everything we do, of course when we're learning Torah, and of course when we're performing mitzvahs, we're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what the Pasuk means is, b'chol drachecha is even when we're not just learning and doing mitzvahs, we are connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Pasuk means to say. U'b'soiras Hashem cheftzai is a person who's Tarasa Yaga Yoyim V'layla, he learns whenever he can. But even when he's not learning, everything he's doing is connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Such a Pasuk, David HaMelech, such a person, David HaMelech in his Tehillim says, he will be voike shasa pal gemayim a shapiria yitain beitoi. Everything that he does will be beneficial. Everything that he will do is perioi. All of the results of his activities will be positive. And that's the tzadik gomer. The tzadik gomer is the person who's able to take his entire life and everything that he does in his life, utilize for avodas Hashem. And the Pasuk indeed says at the end of Tehillim, Perek Kuf Chav Ches, Ashrei Kol Yireh Hashem, HaHoylech B'drachav. What does the Pasuk mean when it says, HaHoylech B'drachav? HaHoylech B'drachav means, B'drachav in everything that he does, he connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Such a person, Yagia Kapecha, says the David HaMelech, Yigia kapecha kisoichel ashrecha v'toivloch, and the Gemara says ashrecha ba'olam hazeh v'toivloch la'olam haba. A person who is yigia kapayim, his mundane daily activities are l'shem shemayim, is a yirei Hashem, and that's the person who will be zoicha. As David HaMelech also says in Tehillim, "Tadi eini oirachayim soiva samachas es pemnecha neima es bemincha netzach." Tadi eini oirachayim. If in everything I do, in all of my oirachayim, I live a life of Torah. I live a life of avodas Hashem. If I eat, I eat so I should have strength to do mitzvahs and learn Torah. If I sleep, I sleep for that person, for that reason. If I work, I work so that I should have the ability to live the life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. Such a person is the person of the Machzis HaShekel, the person who knows that there's fire. And fire could be dangerous, but fire could be positive. And so too, the person who takes every element of his life and uses it for avodas Hashem, that is the person who is the tzadik gomer. Doesn't separate different parts of his life. He takes the totality of everything he does for avodas Hashem. He is the person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is the tzadik gomer, that is zoicha to tzadik v'toivloi. He lives a life the way he's supposed to live, v'toivloi, and he will have all the benefit that is the tzchus and the schar and the reward for living such a life.